This is Dr. Olivera dictating for April the 10th of 2023. The first patient is Luis Peña. The last name is P-E-N-A. First name, L-U-I-S. This is a clinical case of an 84-year-old Hispanic male that we've been following in this practice because of the presence of primary hyperparathyroidism. The patient has been... suggested to take Sensipar 30 milligrams every day. However, the insurance doesn't cover it. The patient continues to have a ionized calcium that is above 1.4 up until 1.6, 1.7. And the PTH now has the tendency to increase. It was in the 90s and now it's in the 110s. The patient has phosphorus. The patient has the phosphorus in the low side, never below 2.5. Period. The most likely situation is that this patient has a primary hyperparathyroidism that needs to be attended before it gets complicated. For that reason, we are going to refer the patient to Dr. Norman. In Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, in Tampa, to get an opinion to whether or not he is going to need a surgical procedure. Number two. The patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C 6.1 is very well controlled. Number two, arterial hypertension has been in the mornings 110 over 70, 180, and in the afternoon is a little more elevated. I am not going to change the prescription. I'm going to ask the patient to get a blood pressure log, and we reevaluate in the next visit. Following number, the patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, A1. Whether or not the hypercalcemia is making an impact in the kidney function has to be entertained. I am going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. I invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 5 minutes.